European environmental ministers have ruled in favor of Hungary's ban against genetically modified maize, even though EU policymakers disagreed. Austria has also prohibited importation of Monsanto's genetically altered products. Spinach, lettuce, and now mushrooms. Packages of fresh mushrooms from Wellesley Farms are being recalled for fears of E. coli. The products most affected were purchased between February 11th and 19th. Outbreaks of avian flu have been found in at least six farms within 30 miles of Moscow. The majority of the city's main poultry market has been shut down. Police roadblocks have been set up to turn away visitors to nearby farming villages. Medical device maker Medtronic posted a 6% increase in quarterly profits, beating Wall Street expectations. The company credited robust overseas sales. The Supreme Court hears oral arguments today in a patent dispute between Microsoft and AT&T. Microsoft has admitted violating AT&T's patent on speech recognition software in the U.S., but says those patent laws don't count if the product is shipped overseas. It's good news, bad news for Alltel. Nearly $216 million were reported in profits for its wireless business. However, overall earnings dropped 12% after covering expenses for their spin-off landline telephone service. Light sweet crude is trading at $59.52 a barrel on the Wall Street Mercantile Exchange right now. The Dow Jones is down 25, the NASDAQ is up 3, and the S&P is down 1.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. This is your host, Mark Levine, bringing you all the news the government does not want you to know. We all remember where we were on September 11th, 2001. I remember, of course, being in a House office building of the House of Representatives connected to the Capitol underground, a building, the Capitol, that is, that many think was the target of one of the four planes. We all remember where we were and how we felt that day. And there were a number of very difficult questions that have yet to be answered. Why, in the midst of a national attack, did George Bush spend crucial 7 to 10 minutes reading a children's book? Why is it that NORAD, the North American Air Defense System, didn't shoot down those planes? How much did the administration know in advance about the attacks? We know that Condoleezza Rice has talked about a memo bin Laden determined to attack the United States. Why didn't they do more to stop it? What was the connection between George Bush and Osama bin Laden, between our government and al-Qaeda in the past? And why did we let bin Laden's family go right after the attacks? When Dick Cheney said that Air Force One was going to be shot down, there was a plot to shoot down Air Force One to explain why it is that George Bush was hiding in the air over Nebraska. And it turned out not to be true. Why wasn't that followed up by the media? We all know how the terror attacks were used. The Bush administration used the fear of those attacks and the very high approval ratings, upwards near 90% as America rallied around the President of the United States, used them not just to get tax cuts to transfer money from the poor to the rich, but to justify a war planned long in advance against Iraq, a war planned in the 90s by the likes of Cheney and Rumsfeld and Paul Wolfowitz. So we all know how the attacks were used. But then, just a few days after the attacks, came some other questions. In addition to the questions that I've just raised, which I think are all legitimate questions. Was there, in fact, a controlled demolition? Maybe no planes hit the World Trade Center at all, despite the fact that thousands of people saw them. Maybe the World Trade Center was bombed. Either when the planes hit or after the planes hit or instead of planes hitting. What about World Trade Center Building Number 7, which collapsed without any planes hitting it? We need to remember, of course, World Trade Center 7 is above a huge hole in the ground where there was a massive subway system and mall system and parking lot that was several layers deep and was crashed into, of course, when the main World Trade Center collapsed. So I would think that might harm World Trade Center number 7. But that doesn't seem to bother the conspiracy theorists. No, they raise that question. They even suggest that there was no plane to hit the Pentagon. No plane at all. another bomb. Now, I'm not an engineer. I don't know, you know, I can't prove there wasn't a controlled demolition, though a number of engineers have tried. But what's really interested me is how these unusual theories, shall we say, have crowded out what I consider to be the legitimate questions of 9/11. What did Bush and Cheney know? When did they know it? Why didn't they stop the attacks? Why didn't NORAD act? Why did Cheney lie to us? How have they used the terrorist attacks? These legitimate questions get roped in with people who support what is now known as the 9/11 truth theories, these theories about controlled demolition. And those of you that are longtime listeners of The Scoop know that people who believe in these theories have regularly come on my show. I haven't been convinced, but I've invited them on my show to say their theories. Many of them have attacked me for hiding the 9/11 truth. Well, today I'd like to propose a theory, and I admit right now, at least in my mind, it's rank speculation, though I hope to fill in some of the gaps with some facts from my guest today. But let me suggest to you that when legitimate questions get bonded up in what I consider to be outlandish theories, the legitimate questions themselves get lost. And let me talk about a little bit of history. You know, or you should know, that the CIA and the FBI have been infiltrating leftist groups and some rightist groups for decades in America. They infiltrated Martin Luther King. They do infiltrations that I support, like infiltrate the KKK. And it's not just decades ago. It's not just COINTELPRO, which you may or may not know about. It's today. It's spying on women's groups, Quaker women's groups in Vermont, who, yes, advocate peace, but I'm not sure what else. We know that they're paying off people like Armstrong Williams and Maggie Gallagher to say what they want. Heck, there are even PSYOPs, psychological operations units, at CNN. Did you know that? So the CIA, right-wing groups, have a habit of infiltrating leftist organizations, making them look silly, and thus avoiding legitimate questions. This happened to me, I remember, after the 2000 election, when I got involved in politics and wrote a piece talking about the Supreme Court coup d'etat. And that legitimate question was rounded up into all kinds of other conspiracy theories as if to deride the entire thing. What I would like to explore this hour is whether or not some of these outlandish 9/11 conspiracy theories may be crowding out legitimate questions, and who is behind these theories? Where do they come from? And do we have reason to suspect them as perhaps themselves a conspiracy theory of a darker order? To help answer these questions, I've invited as my guest Ty Brown. He is a researcher, a writer. He's the author of the blog Dreams End, and he's one of the few people who's actively looked into the incredible number of people and ties and strange goings-on that we have behind the 9/11 truth theories. Ty Brown, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you on here. Let me start with the controlled demolition theory, the idea that the World Trade Center was destroyed not by the planes that hit it, and some suggest planes didn't hit it, by actively putting explosives all throughout the 100 or so floors without anyone being seen, bringing the building down. Where did this theory first pop up?
Well, the first place I can find it, the guy who is known for the theory, who's been putting it out, who does have a scientific background, is a guy named Stephen Jones, and we could talk about him. He at least does have a scientific background. The first I ran across, it was in a book by a guy named Eric Hushmidt. It's called Painful Questions, I think is the name of it. And there were two places that, when I started looking into this, I started to get really uncomfortable. What the heck is going on? I have to admit that I am, to a certain degree, somewhat of a conspiracy theorist. When I saw the towers come down, the first thing I thought is, that looks like a controlled demolition. I can absolutely understand that people would look at those buildings coming down and think that. That's what I thought. People were putting the information out, people that I've been reading on the web for a year or so, and I started to ask these questions about some of these folks. Seemed a little dodgy to me. Eric Hushmidt, as far as I can tell, is basically a fascist. I'm looking at his website now.
Well, you know, hold on. Eric, what's his last name?
Huff Schmidt. It's H-U-F.
How do you spell that?
H-U-F-S-C-H-M-I-D.
H-U-F-S-C-H-M-I-D. He's the first one to come out with this controlled demolition theory, and he's a fascist?
Well, here's a fascinating expose on his website about how the white nationalist movement has actually been infiltrated by homosexual Jews.
By homosexual Jews, yes. We all know that homosexual Jews would love to be white nationalists, but okay, go ahead.
here's another article, Crypto Jews Blow Their Cover.
Okay, I accept that he's a fascist. You've convinced me on that. Is he really the first to have this controlled demolition theory?
Let's see the date on his book. Quite fascinating. Here's how he introduces his book. It's called Painful Questions and Analysis of the September 11th Attack. This is the book referenced by David Ray Griffin. Now, he's actually a more well-known, and as far as I know, not actually a fascist, David Ray Griffin in The New Pearl Harbor. That's gotten Griffin, some mainstream coverage.
Yeah, David Ray Griffin, we've talked a lot about him right here on the Inside Scoop. A number of my listeners very much have read The New Pearl Harbor. I talk about it all the time, certainly like David Ray Griffin. I'm glad to hear he's not a fascist, but he is citing Eric Hofschmidt for his research?
Yeah, that's one of the problems I have with the whole 911 truth movement, because there's an awful lot of good people who have signed petitions, who have asked for more information. Sometimes they sign petitions that are just calling for more information, and they get rolled into a group that's questioning things that maybe they personally don't question, like whether planes actually hit the World Trade Center or not. So a lot of people get rolled into it. There's a lot of good people who you'll see listed as questioning 911, but there are some awfully atrocious people that, for whatever reason, get interviewed, get cited, and their background is not mentioned, and he's one of them. I've seen him interviewed by on the Alex Jones show. Alex Jones is another person who puts out who talks a lot about conspiracy theory, in particular 911. So I went to his site, and there's the intro about Huff Schmidt, and all it says is 911 researcher. But the very front page of his I'm not digging deep into his website. The stuff I read you is off his first. It's off the front page.
Okay, so he's clearly a fascist. All right, Ty, so one fascist crazy wacko came up with this controlled demolition theory. He's not the only one to push it. Do we think it all came from Eric Hofschmidt, or, I mean, could it have come from other legitimate sources?
The only person I know that was really putting out a lot of science is the fellow Stephen Jones that I mentioned. I've never heard him say anything like Huff Schmidt. However, he is rather lonely, I think, in his point of view. And his other paper that I've read that might call into question whether or not maybe he's starting with a conclusion and then looking for facts to support that conclusion is a paper he wrote about attempting to prove that perhaps Jesus was in the New World before Columbus came.
Probably a Mormon.
He's a Mormon, and so he was tracking archaeological evidence about Jesus' life or proof.
Ty, back up for me here, because I want my listeners just to put this thing into context, and we're going to go through a lot more details, folks, which is not all about Eric Hofschmidt, but the CIA, the FBI, they have a history of infiltrating organizations that they consider dangerous to America and actually changing those organizations. Is that fair to say?
They've even started some, yeah.
They've even started some. Tell our listeners, what is COINTELPRO? What is it? Where does it come from, and how does it work?
Well, COINTELPRO is an FBI program. Technically, the CIA cannot operate within the United States doing this sort of thing. So it was an FBI program in the 50s up till they got busted in the 70s, where they were infiltrating groups, like you said, left and right, but I know a lot about the left-wing infiltration. And they didn't just spy. They did things to get people arguing with each other, to break particular groups up. They did some really nasty things to the Black Panthers that led to fights and physical violence. There was a lot of dirty tricks and a lot of spying and a lot of manipulation of the left.
And it's not just left and right groups. You sent me an article that in 2000, the, I forget whether it was FBI or CIA, you'll have to remind me, or maybe it was the Army, had sent intelligence operatives into CNN at Atlanta. Is that right?
Specifically psychological warfare people, and they were interning, whatever that, you know, that thing, the word intern means so many things now, but they were interning.
It does. CNN. Did CNN know that they were PSYOPs people when they were there?
Yes, they knew who they were. And they claimed that they did not have any role in helping to produce the news stories about, I guess at that point it would have been the military stuff going on in Bosnia and the former Yugoslavia. So that, CNN says they did not actually help make the stories.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is there anyone with CIA or FBI ties in the 9/11 truth movement?
Oh, sure. But the weird thing about it, and I'm speaking as someone who's who's left politically, and there was a time when the political left did not trust.
You're a Dennis Kucinich supporter, right?
What's that?
Okay. You're a Dennis Kucinich supporter, just so we get people to know your politics. Is that fair to say?
You don't want me to go into the Kucinich thing right now. But
oh, okay. All right. You maybe have problems with Kucinich. All right. But you're left of the Democratic Party.
Yes, that's fair to say. And so. Okay. From my political perspective, it's pretty common to distrust the CIA. I know that sounds like a radical idea.
No, it doesn't. Not for my listeners.
Here we go on a leftist site, for example, counterpunch.org, and we find there people who are openly, well, they say former CIA, but anyway, CIA folks who are publishing articles, and actually the Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. That's VIPS, started by a former CIA guy named Ray McGovern and some other people. Their email address is, in fact, care of Counterpunch. So what's that about? Why are there CIA people leading this 911 movement, and why are we trusting them? Ray McGovern.
Well, Ty, well, how about this? What if they're disaffected CIA agents who've had enough and want a whistleblow on their former agency? I mean, Richard Clark and Paul O'Neill are two people I often cite. They were both in the Bush administration. One was Treasury Secretary. Richard Clark was the counterterrorism czar. And yet they got so disaffected by George Bush that they came out, and I think I have no reason to distrust them. Maybe these people are in the same boat. You disagree?
Well, if they would actually whistleblow about the CIA, I would agree with you. That's not what they're doing. You'll find a few sort of vague hand waves from McGovern about the CIA, but that is not his point of view at all. He is very much focused on 911 and, in a broader sense, the what is seen as a we both don't like neocons. You and I, neoconservatives.
I certainly don't. No.
It's the point of view that it's not the CIA that does bad things. It's the fact that the government apparatus was hijacked by neoconservatives. That's why it's bad. So he's not whistleblowing on the CIA. There are some whistleblowers on the CIA whom we've learned a lot from, and that's a good thing. I like whistleblowing. It's a good idea. But no, that's not what he's doing. He's limiting the focus to what's going on away from the CIA and actually towards not even the entire Bush administration, but just a subset within that administration.
Okay, but, I mean, isn't it fair to blame the neocons for a lot of what's gone on? I mean, we do know, and I've reported on this program, that the plan to invade Iraq, of course, long predates September 11th, and we know about splitting up the Iraqi oil fields and Paul Susskind's book Ron Susskind's book about Paul O'Neill. Maybe it's fair to blame the neocons, and it's not really the CIA's fault. What do you think?
Well, let me add to this picture a little bit, because it's sort of interesting, because along with, and don't let me forget your question, because I'm not trying to avoid it. It's actually one.
Okay, no, give us the background.
A lot of time thinking about, but there's another subset of people who are in 911 Truth, and it's really interesting. There are three or four fairly prominent people, who get mentioned in 911 Truth who are, people who were formerly in a presidential administration, but not Clinton, but George Bush Sr. There's several folks, Morgan
Name
Reynolds,
them.
Paul Craig okay. Roberts, Catherine Austin Fitz, that's three of them right off the top of my head, who all worked in the Bush Sr. administration. And so they're the ones coming out and sort of leading the charge with 911 Truth and some other elements.
Now let me get this straight. So people who used to work for George Bush Sr., they're arguing the controlled demolition theory?
Yes. Some of them, interestingly so, Morgan Reynolds, I believe, was a no-planer at the World Trade Center. He actually supported that theory.
No planes. So you got a guy working for first George Bush Sr., Daddy Bush, who now claims there was no plane that hit the World Trade Center at all. What was his position with Bush Sr.? Do you remember?
Let's see. He was chief economist. Oh, I'm sorry. Chief economist. Oh, I'm completely wrong about him. He is George Bush second. He was in the George Bush second administration. He was chief.
Oh, so he's working for Junior.
U.S. Department of Labor, 2001-2002.
Whoa. He's the chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor for the current president of the United States, and now he's arguing that no plane hit the World Trade Center?
Yeah.
That seems awfully suspicious.
I'm just looking off of Wiki just because it's a nice summary.
Yeah, no, that's amazing stuff.
Hang on. A number of researchers questioning the official count of 911 have expressed concern over Reynolds' theory that commercial jets were not involved in the WTC attacks. So just so you don't think I'm making it up.
No. I certainly don't. And my listeners will check up on you, Ty. And let me invite my listeners. I've pretty much held all calls for the beginning of this interview. But invite them to call in. Ask anything you want. Challenge Ty. Challenge me. This is what this is all about. The toll-free number is 888-488-MARK. You can also call 877-4-HEAD-ON. There's also a raging debate going on right now on the blog, which you can join in at RadioInsideScoop.com. We'll be right back with more of Ty Brown right after this.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
It must have been prayer meeting with Reverend Brother Bob.
See, hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
You absolutely know that you cannot mention Robert Sunday without conjuring me. This is a known fact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, sometimes I do it on purpose.
You know, the thing that kills me, you know, God just continues to punk Robert Sunday. After time, and it goes back for years, you know. Let's talk a minute about his business ventures. From 91 to 94, he was involved in something called Calo Vita, and it was a multi-level marketing company that breathed that pyramid scheme.
Yeah, like Amway.
Sold beauty products and healthcare products. Oh, they had a product called Sea of Galilee Mud Mask.
No, they did not.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You no.
Bob, as a heart attack, I'm serious.
Sea of Galilee Mud Mask?
Oh, yes, it was part of the product line.
Prayer meeting edition of Head On with Bob Kincaid, Wednesday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. here on the Head On Radio Network.
You can see that in Alberta, diversity is very strong. You see people from different places, from different backgrounds, and we all have learned to live together. That's why Alberta is a great place to live.
We come from different places, and we have to accept each other because our backgrounds are different, our cultures are different, and we have to understand other people.
I think that our community, being as open as it is, just gives people a chance to really enjoy interaction between different cultures and really get to know each other without making any judgments.
Trabajando juntos podemos lograr la gran diferencia en la comunidad. That it means by working together we can make a big difference in our community.
To find out how you can make a difference, visit helpmakeadifference.com. This message is brought to you by the Government of Alberta and Global Television.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. There are legitimate questions about September 11th. I have called for an investigation for many years, and I raise them again here. Why did Bush let the bin Laden people go? What is his connection with bin Laden? Why didn't NORAD shoot down the planes? What did the administration know in advance? What about Cheney's lie about Air Force One being under target? I think there are very legitimate questions that have not been addressed and need to be addressed. I am certainly no stranger to calling for a 9/11 investigation. But these legitimate questions, in my view, and if you disagree, you give us a call, they get combined with really what I consider to be loopy theories about the World Trade Center being exploded by controlled demolition. Perhaps there's no planes at all. What my guest Ty Brown argues is that the people behind these theories, many of them, have weird connections, CIA connections, right-wing fascist connections, and while there are certainly a number of good, well-meaning people who raise these questions, the question is, who is manipulating these theories? Where do they come from? And could it be that well-meaning people are, I don't know, being thrown for a loop here? Ty Brown, welcome back to the Inside Scoop.
Thank you. Catherine Austin, this was last Bush administration. Paul Craig Roberts is another one that I think is important because he also has some right-wing connections. He was in the Reagan administration, so I just wanted to clear that up. Could I also say that, you know, the role of good disinformation, the way you make good disinformation is not to throw out lies. It's to throw out lies mixed in with a lot of truth. And you can do a couple of things. One thing is you can get people believing wrong stuff. The other thing, though, that you can get is you can get people to stop believing right stuff. So that all the stuff you talked about, and I would actually go a lot further than you perhaps about the complicity of the Bush administration. I think there's just too many ties, both personally between the Bush family and the bin Ladens, for example, Bush family and oil, obviously, but also the history of the CIA's use of the Mujahideen, for example, in Afghanistan. There's a long history of support for the people that basically comprise the Al-Qaeda network. So at the very least, you can call it blowback, and at the very, you know, on the other end of that, you could suggest that there's a higher level of complicity. So I definitely
And I've done a number of shows on that as well. Let me say, in addition to the blog at RadioInsideScoop.com, folks, if you're listening live, you can go in the HeadOnRadioNetwork.com chat room and join in the raging discussion there about what you're saying, Ty. One of the things they can't believe you talked about is Ray McGovern. One person writes that McGovern has been a regular guest on Randy Rhodes. He's been on Democracy Now! I should come full disclosure and say I've had Ray McGovern on my show at one point. So people are not sure they trust you, Ty, because you're attacking Ray McGovern. Tell us about him.
Yeah, don't trust me. Trust the CIA. Well, here's the thing. We know that the FBI, and theoretically, not domestically, but in foreign countries, the CIA, they make a living out of infiltrating groups and steering them into directions they think are appropriate or helpful. We know that's what they do for a living. Okay, so we know that. I mean, officially, COINTELPRO was supposed to have stopped, but we know that goes on. So here comes Ray McGovern. There's a couple of things that I'm concerned about with McGovern. Number one, I already told you about. Where is the whistleblowing about the CIA? So next time you have him on there, ask him to talk about the abuses of the CIA. I could give you a list, but I probably don't need to. And probably these very same listeners who are giving him a pass.
Folks, so you don't think McGovern will talk about things the CIA has done wrong?
He is not a particularly ardent critic of the CIA.
Okay.
What he wants to focus on, well, if you watch what happens, when he writes, he wants to blame, for example, a lot of the the bad intelligence, not on the CIA, but on the little group that Cheney set up, the Office of, what is it, Office of Special Investigation, whatever their project.
Yeah, the PNACers, the Project for New American Century people, which I've certainly condemned often on this.
The intelligence, within the Bush administration, Cheney set up an office where they would get their own intelligence.
The Terrorist Threat Integration Center, the Douglas Feith's group, the people that he, in fact, just got in trouble for manipulating the intelligence.
There's a concerted effort by some of these folks to sort of shift blame away from the CIA, which is tough to do because the extraordinary renditions are being done by the CIA. Abu Ghraib was under the auspices of the CIA. The torture basically can be tied directly to the CIA. So that's one reason I have a problem. Another is, you know, I think it's great if he's a whistleblower. My philosophy on CIA folks is, look, okay, you're coming out of the CIA, that's great. You made a life choice I don't agree with. You're welcome to lick envelopes, but that you don't get to lead the movement. And what is really disturbing to me is the uncritical support of allegedly former Reagan folks, former Bush administration people, and former CIA, and I would add to that former National Security Administration and Wade Madsen, who does investigative reporting. That's a big part of this, the broader 911 truth movement theme. The other thing I'd say about Ray McGovern is that he's even on the left chosen some interesting partners. He was a spokesman for the Not in Our Name project. Not in Our Name is in fact one of these several groups that is, I don't know what else to call it, it's really a front for a group called the Revolutionary Communist Party. Now, I'm on the left. I do not think the word socialist or communist makes a group bad per se. But I know this group, and as far as I can tell, the Revolutionary Communist Party main activity, at least whenever I was around them, was disrupting other leftist events. In addition,
so that would suggest, let's just draw the points all the way home. You're saying that the CIA, which has made a regular practice of disrupting organizations on the far left, I'll give you an example. I was at a protest in 2004. We had a counter inauguration when George Bush was supposedly elected in Ohio, and I went and I spoke, and there were a number of us there. The Green Party was there. We had a nice little peaceful rally. And I'll never forget that we had hundreds of marchers come in. I don't even remember the name of the organization. Supposedly it was an organization of the far left, and they came to join our rally and basically co-opted it and took it over. Now, these could have just been radical leftists for all I know. I don't know who they were, but I've certainly seen in my own life history how people on the left fighting with other people on the left or other liberals seem to get us all fighting with each other. And the message that we have, the anti-Bush message, gets lost in the way. You're suggesting, and let's be clear, that Ray McGovern may be one of those such people.
Well, I'll tell you what I know for a fact, and that is he was listed for a while as I don't know if he's still listed on their website, but as a spokesman for the Not in Our Name project. And it's not that he, okay, it's fine. You've seen the light, Ray McGovern. We appreciate that. But if you're going to choose leftists to associate, these guys are very hardline Maoists with connections to groups like Shining Path in Peru. They're very violent groups. In addition, they're part of a sort of a strange far left, far right coalition that's always been around but seems to be gaining strength internationally. They have ties to right-wing Russian groups. So it's a very questionable group to put yourself with, and it's not that difficult to figure out that Not in Our Name is associated with Revolutionary Communist Party, as is Refuse and Resist, as is the World Can't Wait Project. All of these are projects of the Revolutionary Communist Party, whose leader was allegedly exiled. Anyway, he lives in France, but it's a very cultish, actually, sort of group. They look at Chairman Bob Avakian in ways that go beyond just respecting. It seems to be sort of a cult of personality sort of thing going on.
Now, to be clear, Ty, there are many legitimate people on the left. There are many legitimate liberals that believe in the controlled demolition theory that have zero ties to fascism or communism or the CIA, that listen to people like Ray McGovern, and again, I've had him on my show, whatever his past, they do believe it because they believe, as I do, that the Bush administration is a pretty nefarious bunch. And, you know, after all, they got us to war in Iraq that nobody wanted. So, in your view, these people are good people, but they're being tricked?
Well, like I said, disinformation has a good deal of truth in it. I think on almost any, including, I'll say it outright, including some neo-fascist website somewhere that are against, that are looking for a 911 truth, that I will find elements there that I agree with. So that's not the issue. Now, of course, obviously, if you're going to infiltrate a group, you're going to adopt the language and beliefs of that group. So the question is it, what's the agenda? Where is it trying to be steered? Definitely in McGovern's case and some of these other folks, I think it is sort of away from CIA. There's really the setup of the CIA, the good guys, and Bush didn't go along with CIA recommendations, therefore it's Bush's fault. And so there's that little dichotomy being set up. There's a little
and
bit more.
And in your view, they're both bad guys, both the Bush administration and the CIA.
Yeah, can you believe it? You know, it's not a black and white world. The enemy of your enemy is not always your friend. It could be just another enemy. It happens all the time.
The toll-free number is 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. I encourage you to call in if you agree or disagree with my guest. If you just have a question for him, he does seem to know a lot of who these players are and what their backgrounds are. 888-488-MARK, 877-4HEAD-ON. We'll be right back after this.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
Do you believe the environment is issue number one? Does the idea of genetically modified food cause you to lose your appetite? Do you prefer green over greed? Do rising sea levels and vanishing polar ice cause you concern about our planet and what we are doing to it? Would you like news with attitude on the environment, organics, renewable sources of energy? Well, then join me, John Fox, for Foxed Up. Weekdays, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. in the UK, and 9 a.m. here in Sydney, where conversation radio becomes conservation radio, and we turn it straight up to 11, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. There's a place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. A place where people will give you food and shelter after a flood. There's a place where, when you need it most, someone will reach out their hand, put it across your shoulder and say, "Everything's going to be okay." That place is called America, where we look out for each other. And it's up to us to keep it that way. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. My guest today is Ty Brown, blogger, writer, researcher, who argues that the 9/11 truth conspiracy has been co-opted by people on the far right in order to deride legitimate questions. And I have to say, Ty, I'm convinced, and my listeners might not be glad to hear that, because they certainly aren't. Let me tell you what they're saying in the chat room right now, because there's
That's
a number of people,
and
they don't like you. They don't like you, Ty, at all. Let me tell you what they're saying. They're saying Guy James, who is a talk show host after me, who I definitely have a lot of respect for. He's a very good guy. But he mentions Dave McMichael is also ex-CIA. He'll back up Ray McGovern's statements. One of our listeners writes, not in our name, oh, please. One writes, I smell a Dino, a Democrat in name only. And they really don't believe you. They say you're calling everybody a fascist. How do you respond?
Well, I don't know how to respond to not in our name, oh, please. But if you research not in our name, you'll see the same people who are on that founding committee that are they're all linked to RCP. It's actually, if you just go to Revolutionary Communist Party on Wiki, you'll see all of that. That's easy. David McMichael, I think, does a little more criticism of the CIA, and I don't know him as well, but I'm not going to criticize him. So I can't really comment on him. But what I can say is Ray McGovern was a spokesperson for an organization that was a front for the Revolutionary Communist Party, which is a hard left group with overt, as in you can see it on their website, ties to Shining Path, for example. And
let me go to a caller I have on the line who's skeptical of you. His name is Sarge. He's from Mississippi. Sarge, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hello. By the way, I'm going to tell you, guest, I would love to do an interview with him sometime for unreportednews.net. I'm interested in what he's saying, whether I agree with him or not. It is interesting.
Okay.
Now, one thing I will say to him, I hear what you're saying, sir, and a lot of what you're saying I hear from my neighbors, and I'm the only liberal in Columbia, Mississippi, and some of the things you're saying I hear them saying, and these are hardcore ultra-right conservatives. So would you please kind of explain to me how you consider yourself to be a left-winger?
That's a great question.
I'm going to answer, okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Sarge, for your call. Ty?
Great questions, distinctly asked. Well, the reason I'm on the left is because I do believe there was some level of conspiracy, for example, behind that, behind 9/11. And I believe that the folks who want to muddy those waters for us are pretty sophisticated. If they come from a hard right perspective, who on the left is going to pay attention to them? No one. So what you've got to do then, as they have had a history of doing, since at least the 50s, actually long before the 50s, well into the 30s, the Socialist Workers Party, I think, was being infiltrated. This is like the most infiltrated left group there ever was the Socialist Workers Party. So what they've done is they've managed to actually take this level of conspiracy theory out of the realm of far right, and they've pushed it more mainstream and also gotten more people in the left interested in it. That could backfire because there are conspiracies and people on the left tend to just sort of dismiss them. That's not the right answer either. However, I don't know if our listener believes in, for example, controlled demolition, but it will not take long researching on the internet when just under controlled demolition, and you'll start to see some of the sites that are putting this out, and I guarantee you they are hard right, just like his neighbors.
Can you give me some hard right sites that are putting out the controlled demolition theory?
Well, actually, let me give you a network. There's something called Genesis Communications Network. This is a radio network.
Genesis Communications Network, okay.
And they do radio shows for some of the most prominent web presences when it comes to this kind of conspiracy theory, including Michael Rivero, who has a website called whatreallyhappened.com, Jeff Rentz, who has a paranormal UFO but also political radio show that he does. It's actually very, very popular. He's typically invites a lot of Holocaust revisionists on there. He's a big fan of Lyndon LaRouche, whom we have not even gotten into and may not have time, but he's a big force behind a lot of this and has been very adept, by the way, at tailoring his message to be more well-received on the left and within things like anti-war movement. So there's I think Jim Fetzer has a show now on the Genesis Communication Network. Alex Jones has a show on the Genesis Communication Network. And if you go to the website, you see that their perspective, which I do not discount on its face, but is a very conservative, probably fundamentalist, what I call a Christian Patriot Network. It's part of the network as in groups of people that work together, and network as in radio network in this case. So it's kind of out of the Christian Patriot ideology mentality, which is very hard,
Christian right? Patriot. Isn't that like the Aryan Nation type group? I don't want to misstate it. They believe there's sort of an identity movement, right? A white nationalist type thing?
I see none of that on that particular radio station. I think it is possible to be a, quote, Christian patriot and not go that route.
Okay, all right.
So, no, I haven't seen a lot of that. But so that would be a place to look for sort of right-wing conspiracy theory about 9/11 that is, in fact, overtly right-wing. They're not trying to hide it. Those are some of the folks, and people look at that, and they don't really know necessarily what the ideology or the perspective is behind it, but they do look at 911, and they say there's something fishy going on. Here's a guy with a radio show. Here's a guy with a website and the same YouTube video showing over and over and over again, and he's telling me it proves CD, and so I think I will believe them. And there's, unfortunately, a larger agenda. We talked about the misdirection. There's also an effort on the far right to direct, because it turns out it's not government. I'm very sorry about call waiting. I couldn't figure out how to disable it.
Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
It's not the government that's behind it. It is, in fact, a Zionist conspiracy.
A Zionist conspiracy.
You'll see a lot of these folks, for example, blame Mossad. You see all kinds of news stories.
The Israeli intelligence organization.
Israeli intelligence.
They'll blame them for 9/11.
And the neocons are not just neocons. They are, in fact, Zionists who are advancing the agenda. So that's the perspective, and all of a sudden that puts a different spin on criticizing the neocons. Please criticize neocons all you want. No one understands when I talk about this. Really sorry.
Well, obviously, I'm the first to criticize all kinds of neocons. Cons, whether they be Rumsfeld and Cheney, who are Christian, or Wolfowitz and Lieberman,
Rumsfeld
who are Jewish.
Rumsfeld and Cheney are not neocons. Neocon is a specific political movement. It comes out of folks who were originally, a lot of them, sort of leftists, some of them even Trotskyites, who were sort of like, let's think of them as Cold War liberals. And then, of course, there's that whole Straussian, the political philosopher that they follow. Cheney is just a con, as in conservative, and con as in con. Rumsfeld,
as in a con artist.
They're not neocons. So really, we're going to focus just on the neocons, which is a very small subset. And yes, they wanted the war, and yes, they have an agenda, but no, the Israeli government has not hijacked the foreign policy of the United States via the neocons to get the United States to do its bidding. And that is the underlying philosophy that the LaRouche-related groups, people like Wayne Madsen, who's the former National Security Administration writer who hooks up with LaRouche, people like Webster Tarpley, who was former LaRouche but has never denounced him, and some of these CIA folks, a couple of them on Counterpunch, the Christensens, they write on Counterpunch, and their entire sort of philosophy is the neocons have hijacked the country. It's all.
Tell our listeners about Lyndon LaRouche. I happen to know who he is, and will have nothing to do with him. I remember going to Democratic Party functions and rallies, and I've been to more than I can count, folks. And Lyndon LaRouche people would always be there trying to hand out flyers, you know, arguing that Queen Elizabeth was involved in the drug trade and a lot of things, frankly, that were worse. Who is Lyndon LaRouche, and why shouldn't we trust him?
Well, you could do a whole show on him. I know you could.
Try to do it in 1 minute if you could.
Okay. Started as a hard leftist, moved in the 70s to the extreme right, ingratiated himself not only with the Central Intelligence Agency but also with a very vast network of right-wing, anti-Semitic, neo-Nazi groups all across the world, really, taken seriously by these folks, and also a private intelligence network. He puts his followers to work gathering intelligence, and he gets the goods on people, and he will sell goods on one country to another country and then vice versa for money. But meanwhile, he adds his own twist and perspective on it. Guess what? It's not just the Queen. It's the Freemason conspiracy behind the Queen. And it's not just the Freemason conspiracy, it's the Zionist Freemason conspiracy. Somehow or another, he's turned the anti-Semitism into having something to do with the Queen of England. He wants you to think he's kooky. He's not. It's actually a very sophisticated network, intelligence network, and they have their they've got roots in all kinds of different places and groups within politics in the U.S.
Now let me tell you what some of my listeners are saying, because it's just as I happen to think the controlled demolition theory is kooky. And I'm willing to say that on the air. And folks, if you disagree with me, don't hate me. Call in and let me know why. But there are people who say, well, this guest you have on, Mark, he's saying everyone's a neo-fascist. You know, that's kooky to argue that. I mean, you can back up what you're saying?
It's hard to do in an hour. They're welcome to come.
I understand, but on your website, perhaps?
Yeah, I'm into some stuff now that you'll want to go back a couple months, because I've gotten into some new research that is related, but it will not be clear that it is, which has to do with Central Intelligence Agency and other intel agencies penetrating other kinds of cults, UFO type cults and that sort of thing. They like to use cults sometimes to manipulate them for various reasons.
Let me ask you about another group before we close here, and that is the peak oil theory. I've heard some of that, and somehow there's a connection between them and 9/11 Truth.
I'm sorry.
Who are they, and what's their connection?
I didn't hear the name of the group. That's what I was.
Peak Oil. The Peak Oil group.
Oh, Peak Oil. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, for some reason the connection faded. That's a group that says that yes, the war in Iraq is about oil, but not oil companies trying to monopolize it, control the supply, but because we are running out, and secretly they know that, and so that's what everything is about. And the peak oilers, there's a lot of overlap with the 911, but truth movement. Mike Rupert was a big popularizer of peak oil. He's not one of the scientists who's putting it forward, but he's got connections to people like Wayne Madsen and Catherine Austin Fitz, who are also connected in the 911 Truth, and Mike Rupert was putting out 911 Truth. The thing about these controlled demolition folks and what they have in common with a lot of the peak oilers is just this tendency to shout down opponents. And when you go to online discussion boards or things like that, it gets really, really hostile really, really fast. And that's a clue to me that it's almost like some sort of fundamentalism. I can understand wanting to pick holes in the story of what happened, why the towers fell. But to immediately assume that I, regular layperson, have enough information to build this elaborate theory involving thermite or, as Jim Fetzer says, space-based weapons, that's a big leap. And yet there's an almost fundamentalist fervor about it that's very disturbing, actually, because it makes reasoned discourse almost impossible. Anyway, the peak oilers...
Let me ask this. We got only a couple minutes before we close. People who are listening to you who are confused, let's say, who are skeptical of you, who are perhaps now a bit skeptical of the 9/11 Truth, let's get to some fundamentals here. You are not arguing that the Bush administration didn't make mistakes on 9/11, that 9/11 shouldn't be investigated or anything like that.
No, I go further than you, Mark. I think that they were more actively complicit. I am not like a lot of the 911 truthers, as I don't claim to have a monopoly on insider knowledge, but I think there's lots of evidence that there was a high level of complicity within the intelligence criminal networks that really are underneath a lot of what the Bush administration is about. So be very clear about that and be very skeptical of me. Good Lord, I certainly do not want true believers following me around anywhere, but be just as skeptical of the people who are putting forward these theories, especially if you are not in a position to verify one way or the other. If you're not an engineer, you're taking the word of the person who's putting controlled demolition theories forward. You need to know what their perspective is and what their agenda is. Maybe it's to misdirect away from legitimate questions. Maybe it's to get people looking towards more controversial theories, such as this war is actually created by Israel penetrating the U.S. government. Whatever it is, you've got to be skeptical. So hate me all you want, but apply the same skepticism to the folks behind this movement. There are good people doing good research out there. I'm going to leave you with one website that is no plane at the Pentagon site, but I love the researcher and I love what he's done on other stuff. It's Center for Informed America, I think it's .com. And Dave McGowan is the writer. He does No Plane at the Pentagon better than anybody. I really like the guy, but he understands who a lot of these players are, and actually has been attacked personally by one of the peak Oilers, Mike Rupert, in a very public debate. So there's folks out there doing good research and trying to be careful, but there's a lot of folks out there who have other agendas, and we just need to be really careful and trace.
Well, thank you, Ty, for coming here and expressing that skepticism. As I said, I've been skeptical myself because I want to investigate 9/11. I want to investigate Bush's ties to the bin Laden family. I want to investigate why we let all those people go, what is our connections, how the CIA armed the Mujahideen, how those arms are coming back to harm us, what the Bush administration knew before September 11th was going to happen, why they did nothing about it, what happened with NORAD. All of those, I think, are legitimate questions that, in my personal opinion, are getting drowned out with silly theories about controlled demolition and no planes that I am wholly unconvinced didn't happen. If you disagree with me, as I know many of you do, that's okay. That's what we do on the left. We disagree with each other. Write in on the blog at RadioInsideScoop.com. Tell me why. And let's continue this debate, which we started today. Ty Brown, thank you very much for coming here on the Inside Scoop.
I enjoyed it, and there's a place for comments on my blog, so people can feel free.
Fair enough. This is it. This is Mark Levine signing off. Tune in tomorrow. We've got a discussion of how we can do a criminal indictment of Bush and Cheney. That's it.
Show, America's number one Democratic talk show. You've heard from the radical right. Now, all that's left is the truth. And now here's Guy James.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Guy James Show. I'm glad to be here. Why? Because I'm Guy James, and you're not. Welcome to the Guy James Show here on the Head On Radio Network, coming to you from the blue waters and sandy beaches of beautiful Southwest Florida. Fort Myers, Naples area. Of course, we're around the world with you, and we regularly hear from people from around the world. So, some of you stay up late at night. I think a lot of our foreign listeners listen on the archives or podcast. I think that's what's really happening. If they really do stay up at weird hours to listen to the show, well, I'm humbled. Welcome to the show. We invite you to join in on the program today. 866-546-5254. All got a hot discussion going on the Head On Radio Network chat room today. And I guess I want to comment, Mark Levine's guest fired those people up. It's like putting a stick into a beehive. That's exactly what happened, and I think we'll probably hear some more about that. Well, we've got a lot on tap today. Hope we can get to all of it. We're going to have Larry Johnson. They were talking about, Mark's guest was talking about the CIA people he didn't trust, and Ray McGovern, in particular, kind of standing up for the communists and all that. I don't know what the hell that's all about. But I have to tell you, Sarge is saying he thinks I'm in my last throes here. I don't think so, Sarge. Private joke. We're going to have a former CIA agent on today, a guy who's well-known around Washington, D.C., Larry Johnson. He's CEO and co-founder of Berg Associates, but he was with the CIA for a while. He was with the U.S. State Department Office of Counterterrorism, and he is a recognized expert in the field of terrorism and aviation security, and we're going to talk about Victoria Tensing, that bitch. And, well, I shouldn't say, did I say that? No. Okay, I didn't say, you just thought I said that. Boy, would I like to give her a piece of my mind. Anyway, we're going to talk about that, about how the Libby trial seems to be, well, out and out, just let's put it like it is. The Washington Post seems to be trying real hard for a jury tampering. That's what that thing was all about over the weekend with Victoria Tensing column. There isn't any question about it. And we're going to have Larry on in just a few minutes, about 10 or 11 minutes, to talk about that and maybe a couple other things going on in the world of whodunit with the CIA and all that. And you're welcome to call the show, 866-546-5254. We'll be having Larry on at 3:15, okay? 3:15. Or thereabouts, as close to it as we can come. As always, lots going on in the news today. We're going to have a guest on tomorrow. We're going to have Vic Camber on tomorrow to talk about this disgusting turn of events taking place at Walter Reed Military Hospital in Washington, D.C. This administration has talked about supporting the troops. And regardless of what Tony Snow said yesterday at his press conference, it has been a mantra, support the troops all along. And then we find out they're not supporting the troops. Isn't that interesting? Well, and I got a couple of emails today. This one you might want to hear. This is from Rick. And a lot of you know where Tyndall Air Force Base is. He says, hi, Guy, as you